power punch to the penis, the three P's of the... Welcome to Dads Being Dads, episode 381 with your host Randy and school board candidate Jason Fitzgerald. How you doing tonight, Randy?
I am going to tell this story for the second time. I'm slightly uncomfortable. I'll get to the point.
Oh, you're uncomfortable. Why are you uncomfortable?
Because
I'm trying to recreate the conversation we had the first time we did this.
You're going to laugh. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties again.
We're back on. I know. Let's go.
I played in an adult soccer game, which
as you do.
More about later. As you do. I beat myself up a little bit. And, well, let's say a lot, because for like a day I felt like I got hit by a train. But today I'm trying to take care of my leg because I'm pretty sure I pulled a muscle in it the week before and it was hurting and then it was worse. So I put some...
Play through the pain.
I put some muscle rub on it and then I wrapped it because just the, you know, compression is good.
Yeah.
Well, right before the show, I decided, well, I'm going to be sitting here. I just got home. I'm going to put some muscle rub on it and then wrap it. Well, I put some muscle rub on it. And then I couldn't find my wrap. So I put my pants back on and I went to find my wrap. But let's just say the muscle rub is like kind of high up on my leg too.
You got your boys with the muscle rub?
I got... Yes. I got my boys with the muscle
rub. Classic blunder. You never do
it. It's not. It's not good. I can tell you that much. And I don't know if it's going to get worse. Like, does it keep going downhill or is there some kind of plateau where it's just, this is what it's going to be for a while? I don't know what the end result's going to be here. But we'll play through the pain. We'll show, we'll go on.
Okay. Yeah.
Slight discomfort.
Slight. If you start weeping openly, I think we'll know what we need to do.
Yeah. What would we do?
What? We would stop the show.
In an emergency, you can't, like, wash the stuff off. It's weird. Very weird stuff. So that was, I mean, that was a very spur-of-the-moment thing. I can't remember if we talked about it last week or if we recorded anything. We had been planning, as you know, I had been planning with some friends to make a spring team, and we got on some waiting list, and the team didn't happen, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. I was kind of looking forward to it. And then I saw a picture that another friend of mine had posted about them just playing in their team. Oh, look at our team. I was like, that's awesome. We need any more? And I just kind of randomly asked him, just thinking he'd say no.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we need one. You're in.
Wait,
do this,
just one?
Do that. Yeah.
I mean, he's like, we need one, and you're
that's
it.
That's what he said.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Good.
So
work.
We need one.
Perfect. Oh, perfect.
And you went and registered, paid some money for things, did some forms with, because now I'm like a registered player in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
All this kind of stuff.
Insurance,
so
baby.
They can keep track of you and card you and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I showed up and played the first game on Sunday. And I didn't know. The thing is, I've been coaching for so long, you lose perspective, right? So you go on the field, you literally have a different perspective because you're on the field instead of off the field, looking at it from the outside. And you're looking around and you see what you see. You can't see who's behind you, which is always a big thing, right? You know, the kids can't see behind them. You can see behind them because they're backs. And it was interesting because the whole game I kind of was thinking about, all right, what do I usually tell the kids to do in these situations? what do I tell the kids to do in these situations? Is it right? Is it wrong? Did it work? Did it not work? Was I out of position? Should I have moved here? What should I have done? But it was all good. It was very competitive. It was very rough. I may have made it a little bit rough myself. Same sort of thing. What's a legal thing to do? I mean, and all these things were going through my head through the whole game. This guy has the ball, or he's going for the ball. How much can I shove him off the ball legally? Right? Mm-hmm. And a few times I went right in there and full full bodied him just off the ball and stole the ball away kind of thing. No whistle, kept playing. You know, he was upset about it, but I was like, oh, okay. So that didn't cross the line. That's good news. Just exploring the boundaries a little bit.
Now you had full on refs, right?
We had an official ref. He might have been 85 years old. Yeah, but he was moving around. He was keeping up.
85. Did you have...
No, assistant refs.
No ARs. All right.
No sideline refs. No.
Okay.
What else happened? But the age as a factor came up quite often. I think pregame, everyone complained about, oh, I'm so old. This is, you know, I'm injured from last week. Oh, my hammy's recovering, this kind of thing. Just a lot of blathering on about age and injuries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was sort of rolling my eyes at that. But of course, post game, I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay. Is it age or is it that I just haven't played? So now I'm really hoping to power through, make a recovery, go twice as hard the next game, and come out of it not so beaten up, right?
What? Like, how do you...
What?
How
do I go twice as hard?
Yeah, like all those things, except you're like, I'm going to like take back everything down except the actual play, and then I'm going to go twice as hard, and I'm going to be better for that. Like all the stuff that doesn't hurt me, I'm going to do less of. But the stuff that hurts me, I'm going to go twice as hard.
Well, I mean, I figure I've been drinking a lot of protein shakes this week, you know, so that should be building up all the things hurt.
All right. Protein shakes. That's the...
Okay. Isn't it?
No.
I mean, when muscles hurt, they're damaged, and you need to repair them. And how do you repair them? Your body needs protein, right? It's not magic.
Yep.
So I'm not a doctor or any kind of...
Dr. James?
Sports physician. But that's what people do. So I've been drinking a lot of protein shakes. And
okay. All right.
We'll see if I can recover, because that's the key. That's what the young kids do. They recover fast. They get over the stuff.
Yes. Super quick. But wait, aren't you playing like an over 48 league?
Yep.
So you are the young kid, dude.
I know. That's depressing. Yeah. I'm probably the youngest one on the team. And this was also, to put it in more perspective, this was the lowest division in the league. So we're in the lowest division in the league.
Hmm.
I'm the youngest one on the team. And that was a rough game. Like, it was rough. I hit the ground a lot. And, you know, it was a good bunch of guys. It may have been I was trying to cover more than I should have been covering. I don't know. And here's, just like the kids' teams, now I empathize with the kids. And I did before. But because it's really hard for me to say in hindsight what I did and didn't do well, etc. Now, I had my fancy soccer camera, but I didn't film the game because it was the first one with this team, and I kind of asked them, and no one really responded, so I took that as a no, and then the other guy I was with said, like, yeah, don't film it because they don't want to be filmed. But I think they'll be cool for the next game. I think the answer was they just didn't really understand, because some people just don't care. They're like, well, yeah, why would we want to film it? Doesn't matter. I was like, great. Doesn't matter to you. That's fine. I still want to film it. I can see myself. You know, I can watch what the other team does. Like, I wanted to review what I was doing the same way I reviewed the kids. Was I in a good place here? How was my positioning? Yeah, whatever. Did I make a good move? Could I have taken a better shot? Was I running slow? Did I get tired? Did it look really cool when that guy kicked me in the ribs? Like, that kind of stuff. It'd be really fun to replay. And it's interesting to me. Well, it's always interesting to me when people don't find the things I find interesting, right? That's true for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, okay. Go on.
I'll give you another dumb random example. It's a complete segue. Tonight, we're at our soccer board meeting.
Let's go with the segue. Yeah.
We're at our soccer board meeting, and... one of the guys I'm friends with, sort of, he volunteered to coach for someone else that was missing in the games over in the next town over. Because I was like, yeah, that totally. Like, I'll do it, but my game's right after that, so I don't know if I'll have time to get back. And he says, yeah, I can do it. That's no big deal. And he looks at me and goes, can I borrow a bike? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Because it's not that far. It's like down a trail to get there. And he's like, ah, I was just kidding. What? Like, that's a stupid joke.
What's wrong with you?
Right.
He's like, I'll just take my car. I'm just taking a bike. It's dumb. Like,
okay, yeah, great. Good for you.
Sorry.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, here he is expressing interest in something where,
I
might want a bike there. That sounds like fun. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's a nice path. Could I borrow one? Yeah, like, not anymore, jerk.
Okay.
Wait, you know what I mean? Really, now he's on my bad side.
Was he really just, like, taking the piss, I think, as they say? Yeah. He was just really trying to, like, just aggravate you to said this?
Yeah.
Just, that's a little bit funny, but not really. No, it's not funny. It's trolling and it's hurtful.
But it's only funny because I'm in the minority, right? So it's bullying.
No, I learned about bullying. You want to know bullying? It needs three P's. Power, persistence. Oh, shoot. What was the third one?
Yeah, those are there. People in cars bully me all the time.
No. Oh, this guy, though. Is he bullying it? What was the
P? Well, he's in a car. Yeah, he's sort of showing his power.
No, I shouldn't be a member of three P's of bullying.
Power, persistence.
And?
Pettiness. Personal. Ask ChatGPT.
I don't know. Forget it. Yeah.
What do you mean? You just said you took a course on this?
I didn't take a course. I was talking committee. To somebody. I didn't take the freaking course. They're all like the three P's of.
It's not. I don't think it's P's at all.
No, I know it was bullying.
Facts about bullying. No, stop bullying.
It's all the prevention, patient safety, patient quality, patient. No, that's not. Is it mean or is it bullying?
Remember three P's.
Oh, purpose. It has to be purposeful, right? So it has to be a power imbalance. It has to continue after somebody's stopped. So that's a ask for it to stop. So persistence. And is it purposeful? Is there a reason for it? Right. Not just. So that, yeah. Okay. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Did that guy have an authority over you?
Well, this is funny because there's the three P's of bullying recovery.
Yeah. Right. And then there's all this three P's of prevention, apparently. I like that's their P's.
That's a lot of alliteration.
There's three R's of bullying prevention also. Recognize, respond, and report.
It's three P's. Is punch again,
mm-hmm.
Punch some more.
Punch in the face, punch in the arm, and punch in the penis?
That's what penis punching. Hey, that's going to be my response from now on. Someone tries to bike shame me and bully me, they're just getting straight punched in the penis.
Power punch to the penis. The three P's of the.
I'm getting a little tired of it, frankly.
Oh, please. Now you're tired of it? You're tired of you. You were always tired of it, as well you should, because it's
insane.
I'm
a little tired of it now.
Yeah. Right the second, you mean?
No. This, as I've crossed.
Oh, wait, me?
The
like,
tipping point.
I'm not bullying you.
No.
Wait.
Oh, in general.
Oh, in general. So, wait, you're gonna get back in a motor coach? We've broken you, or you're going to start.
No, I'm going to punch you in the penis next time you bring it up. Yeah.
Okay, we'll bring it up.
There'll be a zero tolerance policy from this point forward, is what I'm saying.
I don't bully you with my car, my motor coach. I'm out of your way. Uh-huh. So anyways, this guy's trolling you. Ask you, hey, you want to go? We'll take bike. Can I borrow one? Then what happened?
That was it.
This guy's, you just told the story to highlight the guy was a jerk to you?
Yeah, I guess.
He hurt you, and I was.
What was it related to?
Going somewhere. Was it? We were off the soccer. You weren't going to soccer that way because
we were off the. Oh, because it was about people not being interested in the things that I'm interested in.
Oh, right.
It's just always ugh. Like, why? Why do we do that? Why do people? Yeah. One, it's.
Well,
I said it's interesting to find out that other people aren't interested in the things that you're interested in. So, and that's true for a lot of things, of course. You know, whatever. I'm interested in soccer. Some people like football, even though they're the same thing sometimes. But I can understand the difference. Like, that's okay. I don't find it weird when someone's like, I do find it weird when people are like, soccer's the worst. It's the dumbest sport ever. Only football rules. Like, it's a little bit obtuse, right? I can see how you'd prefer football. That's fine. Go for it. Right.
Yeah.
But it's a little strange. I do find those kind of empathetic challenges, and I'm trying to think of some other examples. When someone is into someone, when someone really tells you when they're into something, let's just say cosplay, right? And your first reaction is to is to do what you just did, is to scoff and go,
I didn't scoff, just wild. Yeah, what? Right. I'll give you that. But yeah,
right. Wild, really wild stuff. Yeah. Be like, just show me some ridiculous pictures so I can laugh at them. You know, like, but that's not what they want.
I have an appreciation after having tried to do some of it. So, all right.
Try to make some of those costumes. Yeah. I was giving an example of something I might laugh at because I'm shallow as well. and I need to be better about it.
You're going to laugh at cosplay also?
I might. I might.
I mean, the people get really into it. And they do it for fun. I don't know. Yeah, and some of the characters they do is a little bit. Okay.
See? And I'm not being sensitive to their
things. You can be sensitive and also be like, hey, you're a grown man wearing a Tinkerbell costume.
Yes.
Unironically.
I have a memory etched into my brain of seeing, and it was a public park in Arlington. It's that one on the hill there.
Hmm.
And there was, I forget why I was there, but I think I was there with the kids. And over on the other side of the park, there was these grown men hitting each other with fake swords.
Oh, they were doing that, like,
yeah,
LARPing.
They were LARPing.
Oh, okay.
And I watched it for a while. I'm like, what are they doing? Like, how do they decide who's winning? Was the part that was driving me crazy. And I think they would just sort of take turns. You know, like, plus 10 damage to you. No. And then the other guy would play through it. Like, my shield deflected it. Right? It was just like, are you serious?
Are we really talking about LARPing right now?
Just because it's etched into my brain. And I was laughing on the inside quite a lot. Was that mean of me? I think probably it was.
Yeah, you know.
I think it takes a very special bond with someone to be able to give and take.
To put a cloak on and your,
well, to be able
your
to
halberd,
have
your
them say, yeah, go, like, I'm damaging you. And they say, oh my goodness, yes, you are. I'd just be like, hit them across the head as hard as I can with that pool noodle until they cry, right?
Pool noodle.
I win.
Yield.
I filled mine with rocks.
Please.
Right? It's gotta be effective.
Pledge fealty to me, knave.
Right. Right. They're screaming the safe word as I'm kicking them in the ribs.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it just seems interesting. But then again, I was never into, like, Dungeons & Dragons either, so I think that's a similar path.
I mean, I've played that, and I've had some... That's... Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little, I mean, but I recognize that I'm a little bit jealous that I wish that I liked those things more.
Yeah.
Sitting down and just coming up with games to play with people and be like, all right, let's play this game.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't do that as much as I could.
I don't, yeah. I have a whole stack of stuff here. Million dice. I don't know. It's sort of an interesting thing. It's fun. I don't know why I enjoy it so much, but, you know. The LARPing, I don't know. And then there's the like group called the something of anachronistic reenactments or something. But the people, they make the actual like weapons, but they're like protected. Anachronistic, I can't spell that. Reenactment. And I met a guy that did this, I don't know. Anyways, what the heck is wrong? The third hit here is being female and anachronism. Oh gosh. I'm not clicking on that. Did I mean?
That's a weird word. Yeah.
Anachronism, the Society for Creative Anachronism or something. And this is, it's, to like, everything has pre 17th century.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they all have like the real, like they make weapons and like helmets and then they like line them in foam and duct tape, right? So that they're not, they don't have a cutting edge, but they have blunt and then they'll like actually like fight with them and like beat the crap out of each other.
Well, this has been a thing for a long time. You remember the, this is a New England thing. Where was that place you could go to watch the Knights?
Renaissance Fair? Like, oh, that's everywhere. Those, what is that thing called? Oh, it's in the movie. It was in the movie with the.
But yeah, Renaissance Fair.
With Jim Carrey, the cable guy, right? The cable guy. They go to this. We are off the rails tonight. What is that place called?
I don't know.
Jousting dinner. Let's see what
I do. I do have
medieval times. It came up.
Medieval times.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. There's. We should go. Let's. Oh, that's what we should. You know, we should that. That's what we should do for our next company outing.
Okay.
We should
in the books. Maybe we can do that for my son's birthday. That's coming up.
Oh,
medieval
yeah.
times. Or they be dinner and tournament. Dinner and tournament. What? Medieval times. Why does it say that a bunch of times?
Pick a castle.
California, Maryland, South Carolina. No, that's not.
Oh, they don't have any near here anymore. There used to be one.
That's what. There definitely used to be one. Yeah. Pick a castle. we got Georgia, Maryland, California, Illinois, Texas, New Jersey. Well, maybe.
Now I have to go, like, now I have to put this on the next time I go to vacation somewhere. I have to be like, let's make sure we make time because we don't have one of these near us. Toronto.
What's the closest one?
It's probably Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
I don't want to drive to New Jersey to go to medieval times, but
you can take the train. Okay, we are off topic here. We have gone from people not taking an interest in your thing to we are now talking about medieval times and which castle to pick.
Yeah.
Let's see. If we were going to go, since we're doubling down on this, on May 13th, and we were going to pick a show, we were going to go to the 5 o'clock show.
But see, back to the bullying topic, right?
Holy crap. Guess how much tickets are for an adult?
$200.
Like what? For one ticket?
Is that how much they are?
No, they're $65. I mean, $66.
Oh, well, I mean, with all that show and stuff.
And I guess you get to eat. Yeah, it comes with dinner.
Comes with dinner?
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Well, I think so. Maybe not. Who will be joining you on your quest? This is why I don't do this stuff.
But seriously.
I just added 6 tickets and my son's an adult and that's 4 adults and 2 kids. I'm up to $341 and I haven't even. Oh, and you can upgrade the royalty upgrade, the celebration upgrade, the queen royalty upgrade. Oh, this does include dinner. Priority seating. Okay. So you get a slice of cake. Love it. All right. Let's keep going. This is so much.
Back to the bullying subject.
Yeah. Oh,
I think this is important.
3 polls.
Because I still feel bullied. I think you end up, part of it is that you have to be picking on something that is out of the ordinary. I don't want to say abnormal, right?
Mm.
Whether it's their sexuality or their weight.
Oh,
whether
jumped.
Over or under.
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, their pimply face. Long hair, short hair, 4 eyes.
You were supposed to do everything in peas, but okay.
All right, let's just go right down the list, right? Because you can just go through all these things.
Big butt.
They got no muscles.
Small butt.
Big butt. Big butt, small butt. Big or small, anything. Anything that's out of the ordinary.
Unshaped.
Except if they're big and strong.
Uneven butt.
Right, because if they're big and strong, then they're gonna do damage to you when you're making fun of them. And the same thing happens to me, because it's out of the ordinary to not be riding around in my motor coach all by myself. Everyone tells me about their lives, about what they were complaining today about. I love the spring because I can put my windows down on the way home, but then I put my windows down and all the pollen gets in, so spring is ruined. I'm like, yeah, cool story, bro. Okay.
Cool story, bro.
Seriously, spring is ruined because pollen. Yeah, that's what ruins spring, is the plants. Flowers.
The life-giving plants that give us nutrients.
Well, that's literally what spring is. Anyway, I have a scary, gross story for you that I kind of already told you.
What's the play here? We're not allowed to make fun of people? Is that what you're saying?
I think you need to... of course, I don't know. You should be cautious.
Respect all bicyclists. Is that the
you should be? Well, you should definitely respect bicyclists and think of yourself as a fat, lazy slob whenever you're like driving is better. And now I'm bullying you, fat, lazy slob. But no one really responds to it. They're like, yeah, so what? It's better. It's faster. It's awesome. I got air conditioning and Dunkin' Donuts and my cell phone and my other. Like they love it so much because they fit in with such a big group. That you can't possibly bully them.
Or because it's like super convenient and easy and amazing.
Yeah.
I can get from here to wherever in such a short amount of time. Whenever and however. And
okay. There's a lot of externalities to it, but it is super convenient and amazing, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. I agree. Just wanted to be clear about this because you seem to be bullying me about my motor coaching.
I am.
Without acknowledging how amazing.
Big lazy slob. So.
All right. Let's go.
I told you the story already, but and I'm going to give a word of warning to the listeners. If you are horrified by anything happening in nature or just anything gruesome, please listen closely. Or tell the kids to cover their ears because it gets a little gross.
Okay. Oh, no. Why are you telling me?
So it was just a thing. And last Friday night was the daddy-daughter dance, which is now called Bring Your Special Something Dance or something. I forget what they call it, but it's not the daddy-daughter dance.
It's not bring your daddy dance.
No, because you can bring anybody. It can be like kid and mom. It doesn't matter who it is. My daughter and I were getting ready for the dance, and we started to smell skunk in the house.
Oh, great. Oh, no.
Skunk's around somewhere. Make sure the cat's inside. Blah, 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 blah. Everyone talks about the skunk for days. Inside of the house smells like skunk. It's kind of powerful. So we leave. And of course, how are we getting to the dance? We are walking. It's not that far away. And I think we were probably the only ones that walked there, which is also annoying. But so we leave the house. We get outside. And now we see where the skunk smell is coming from. Picture the scene.
Mm-mm.
About maybe 20 yards away up the road. They're sort of up a hill from my house. And I should have covered my daughter's eyes sooner or diverted her attention sooner because we both just stood there staring at it.
It was that bad.
It was very gruesome. My neighbor has the garden hose in her hand, and she is spraying the scene where one skunk is murdering another skunk. Kind of in slow motion.
Mm.
Like, the other skunk was clearly still alive because it was making noises, but it was unrecognizable. And the murdering skunk was unaffected by the hose.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't react to it, didn't move. Was clearly rabid.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, they don't behave this way. Skunks don't murder each other.
Okay.
This gruesomely. I mean, it was just endless, right? So I said, okay, we got to get out of here, right? So we left. My daughter and I left. I'm like, just don't think about the skunks. Poor little skunk. We're walking away and you can still hear the noises. Just put that out of your mind. There's nothing we can do. And people called the animal control officer in town, and she showed up, and the police showed up. They usually, I don't know, police like to do things. And she tried to trap it. I got the rest of the story from my wife and our security cameras. She tried to trap it unsuccessfully. It wouldn't go in the trap. It wouldn't leave this now sack of mush that it was clinging to.
Ugh.
Oh, it devoured the thing.
Oh, gosh.
It was disgusting. And so she couldn't get it into the trap. So she shot it with her gun.
Wait, who shot it?
The animal control officer.
Okay.
She carries a pistol with her at all times. All
right, yeah.
And she shot this rabid skunk.
Yeah.
In our street, which just seems...
Just right in the street, just blasted.
Just blasted.
Were you there for that, or...?
I was not there. We were at the dance.
Okay. Oh, so by then. But how do you know this happened?
Well, I got the story, and it's, some of it's on our Nest Cam footage.
Okay. Oh, wait. Do I have the Nest Cam footage of this?
She was... The scene was behind her parked truck, so I couldn't really see it, but you can hear the gunshot.
Okay. All right.
And it's a little bit of a concern, right? Because, you know, just go firing off guns willy nilly.
Well,
cops were there and they're like,
carrying
cool.
It's trained.
Right.
I don't consider that willy nilly. Right?
I guess. I don't know. It's interesting. Right. Yeah. She's trained, licensed. is there an alternative? Is there another method rather than firing a bullet? I mean, there's a lot going on with guns.
Yeah,
these days,
of
right?
course there is. I mean, you could, what?
I don't
cut
know.
Cut its head off.
Like, taser it to death. No, you don't want to, like, you don't want to get that close to it because then you'll end up with rabies, right?
Right. This is so, one of those things. Like, you have.
But are there other methods that would make sense? Like, could you shoot it with a dart that just had a tremendous amount of poison in it and boom, done?
So what are the detracting arguments for her using this gun?
Well, I don't know. I think in of the gun topic in general, right, we kind of have some schools of thought, which is let's just get rid of all of them. But then, of course, who gets to keep them? Because there's always going to be exceptions.
Yeah.
Military folks. And, of course, all the criminals will have guns because if you make guns criminals, you know, if you make them a crime, then the criminals will still have them because they don't obey laws. That's a good argument. Obviously, if you made them less available, then that would be less true. But, so law enforcement, I guess animal control officers can still have their guns, maybe different kinds of guns, because there's like lots of variables here. How many rounds is a whole?
You want them to have elephant stopping blunderbusses,
right? with 700 round magazines.
I think
right?
that we have our. I think we have our title there. Let's go over to Dolly. Well,
that was one of these hilarious Twitter threads at one point. Right? Was there was an argument? Some random farmer, every woke person on the internet was making fun of because he said, well, what do I do? You know, I got my AR-15 because what do I do if pack of 30 feral hogs? I apologize for my accent. That just started happening. What do I do if a pack of 30 feral hogs comes and attacks my family? And people just laughed at him. Like, what are you saying, you old kook? Like, that is the craziest story I've ever heard. 30 hogs are going to attack you all at once? And then, like, not that long after, there's stories about packs of feral hogs, you know, attacking, just running up on these families. They're like, oh, wait, that actually does happen. Okay. You do need a way to mow down 30 feral hogs. Yeah, there's a lot of arguments there. Maybe don't live in their territory. I don't know. That's a lot of things. Like, so the farmers need these high capacity magazines so they can mow down wild animals. It's just a weird. There's always an argument.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can have one, and then someone else is like, yeah. Well, what if someone breaks into? What if 30 people break into my house? I want to be able to. Need a 60 round magazine. Slippery slope.
We have a big, wide, diverse country with. You and I, police officer, can get to our house in minutes. Colorado, Montana, takes them 45 minutes, nearest police station. I don't know. I don't have answers for you. I don't even want to talk about it because I'm just like, we go round and round and round and nobody makes any progress. And still we have people still shooting up schools and shooting up banks. And yeah, it's great. Here we go. I told you the other night, right? Like, did I tell you this? I'm not sure I told you this. I've been on two of these school committee meet the candidate calls. One was in person, one was on. And the last question of the first one was, with the rise in school violence, what is the responsibility of the school committee in preventing these incidents like the school shooting? And I'm like, you know, I was like angry with that question because I'm like, how would you possibly think it falls on the school committee to be responsible for that? Right. Like, but you have to come up with some answer. And I was just like, we need to push the legislation, you know, as not as a school committee, as a society, as everybody. Society,
yeah. I think it's great to be frank about that. Isn't something the school committee can do.
Yeah.
Right. That is something we're all responsible for at a higher level.
Yeah.
You don't want to start getting wishy-washy because then they double down on you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you mean you're doing nothing? Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. We're doing nothing.
Somebody from the school committee, I mean, somebody from another one of the candidates who doesn't have any kids or anything, he's like, well, we really need, and I'm just shaking my head. I was trying not to shake my head, but I'm just like, you are so disconnected. We really need to make sure that everyone is up to speed on their Alice drills and making sure that the people are equipped to be able to, you know, respond quickly in a situation. I'm like, oh, you poor, poor man. Like, that Alice drill isn't going to stop. Like, you know, you're still going to have a tragedy on your hand. This, I know Alistrill is going to, this is all
right.
Performative. I mean,
so, I mean, you can almost say, let's take it away from the gun conversation. Yeah, right? Let's talk about fires.
Okay. Fires.
Because an interesting things have happened with fires as well, where over the years, we used to do fire drills in school, right? We used to do them all the time.
They still do them, yeah.
We still do them all the time. Shuttle out of the stool, do this stuff. Pretty easy. Just go outside so you don't get burned alive. But fires happen less and less and less. Or I should say, they are much less of a problem. You can go find charts about all this kind of stuff, as they were decades ago.
Yeah.
Because why?
Oh, you always ask me a quiz, at least one on the show.
Yeah.
Why? Because why? Because we have, why are fires less of a problem? There's probably, it's not going to say the smoke detectors, because that just helps people get out.
Right. You're close.
I mean, it's something to do with, houses are safer? Building materials?
Some building materials, helps makes the fire spread more slowly.
Okay.
Building codes. Kinds of stuff around hollow cavities and walls, things like that. But commercial buildings and more residential buildings are required to have
fire sprinklers. Suppression? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Fire suppression.
Okay.
So you get a fire in a classroom.
Yeah.
One side of the building, the fire alarm goes off. Sure. Sprinklers turn on, put out the fire.
Oh, okay.
You know, no big deal. Right? So you're out. Yeah. People go outside. Fire department comes. Building's safe. One room's wet. They fix it up. You're good. Happens in a high rise, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Is this my segue into saying, like, we got to remove the guns so there's fewer shooters?
Or do we have gun suppression or shooter suppressions? Do we arm the buildings? We've armed the buildings against fire. Do we need to, like, arm the buildings with, like...
If you could think of a way to do it...
That shoots back at the people, that's...
If you could... Yeah, that's some future movie right there. If you could think of a way, that's interesting.
Did I solve it just now with this? Do you need to own the building? Right. Not the teachers?
Yeah, not with guns, but what if it was like one of these weird, goofy future movie things where you've got think of it as a fire suppression system. We've got all kinds of AI technology
right? Yeah.
Between when the first shot is fired or someone holds up a weapon that shouldn't have it, now you have a system in the ceiling that sprays them with some real sticky goo.
You put stuff on the doors, like the cameras on the doors. They can identify a gun, firearm. As soon as they see a camera, sees it, boom. Yeah.
Of course, now what happens? Now, but see, this is what's ridiculous about this conversation is that now, and it's similar to the fire stuff, right?
Yeah.
You have to now equip every building in the world with this gun suppression system.
Yeah.
Right. That's very expensive.
Yeah.
Now, we can't really remove the fire because it's not something people do on purpose, but maybe sometimes it is, but not always. If they were going to do it on purpose, they might disable the fire suppression system. So then the next logical step is to kind of stop making the guns and stop selling
them. You keep going back to that.
Well, it's kind of the obvious one. I mean, we made them and then gave them to people as if it was a fun toy. So,
Or a useful tool.
For killing the hogs. Yeah.
And the rabbit skunks.
Well, I mean, and there is a, is it a useful tool?
If you got a rabbit skunk, you got to deal with.
If you got a rabbit skunk, you got to put down.
Yeah,
but that's only because we didn't make any other tools. You got a hammer, everything's a nail, right?
You want to make a rabbit animal handling device?
Why wouldn't we? Yeah, why wouldn't you? I mean, why wouldn't you make something that just fries them, like an overpowered taser that just literally... just melts their brain immediately.
So what's what's the difference between an overpowered taser and a 22 pistol or
capacity?
9mm? Okay. So why not, I think everybody
could use an overpowered taser to melt a person's brain?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're shooting that thing like once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so high capacity round or high capacity clips need to go.
That's the distinguishing factor. And then we make this legislation to ban them, and then people just publish little mods to. And you know, maybe it works a little bit, maybe it doesn't. But
Let's leave the gun talk. I get agitated by it. I hate talking about it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's so easy for people to talk. It's such an easy thing for people to talk about when they don't have kids in school. But then. it came up in another conversation, and someone, you know, the kids there and gone, and they were just talking about it. Like, and I'm like, I'm sitting there like triggered. I'm like, do we need to really, like, can we have no other example? Like, you want to use a different example, like fire or something abstract, right? And I agree with you, but so yeah. I have a story about an animal eating another animal that was still not dead. Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
Coming home late one night, like maybe like 10:50. It was like near the top of an hour, but not there. Maybe might have even been 11:50. And I'm like, what is that on the side of the road? I'm with my wife, and I pull up on it, and it's a deer. It's laying like off to the side, and there's a fox gnawing on this deer, and the deer is not dead.
No.
So.
No, they generally aren't.
Yeah.
Humane. They're not interested in, hey, let's.
No, they want to keep fresh.
I'll give that much to hunters, right?
Yeah.
They'll at least be like, got to shoot it through the heart, put it down quick, yeah. Whatever.
So we call.
They don't start eating the thing on the trail.
So what I think happened was, I think this deer had gotten, because a fox isn't going to take it down a deer. I think the deer had gotten hit by a car and had been made lame. And then the fox was like, oh, free meal, and was scavenging. So we did the same thing. We call animal control. We call the police. Not an emergency. This is a situation. You probably don't want this here. It's right by the side of the road. You don't want this in the morning when kids getting walking around. Yeah, all right, we'll send someone over. All right, I kind of like, I'm hanging out there for 10 minutes. I'm like chasing the fox away. And police doesn't come. Hey, yeah, so we call back. Hey, same, you know, we just call. But, oh, yeah, it's a shift change. They're going over the whatever. I don't know, the debrief for the, you know, shift change. All right, I guess. Yeah, you can just, you know, go on your day. All right, so whatever. We waited like 5 more minutes. Cop shows up. And it's like, okay, see you, have a good night, blah, blah, blah. So as we're driving away, blam, blam. And I'm like, my wife's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, yeah.
She
said, yeah, what are they going to do about it, you think? And I'm like, wait, you didn't hear that? And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, yeah, they took care of it. How? I'm like, they just shot it twice. You didn't hear that? And she's like, what, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that deer was, that's better for that. Like, that's,
they're not going to rescue the deer.
Yeah. And deal with like a 400-pound animal. It's like,
that ain't happening.
Back broken. Yeah. And so the next morning I went by, deer was gone, but I picked up a bullet, like a smash bullet, like the bullet went
really?
Through and it had like gristle on it. I still have it somewhere.
You still have the bullet?
Yeah. The slug.
I wonder if they had to file a report. I was thinking about that. Like, that's probably why they
weapon,
had.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, like that's, well, at least if they stay on TV, right?
Yeah.
That's probably why the animal control lady did the shooting instead of the cops.
Oh, maybe.
She probably didn't need to file a report or anything.
Yeah.
She could just go around shooting whatever.
Like you said, everything. I can't think of an easier way to deal with it. We have this very efficient, very powerful method of disposing of this situation. So why reinvent the wheel, as it said? All right.
What? Because it's not a wheel.
You're not paying attention. It is a wheel. It's a very useful tool for the right thing.
There's a lot of comparisons to make. Yeah, okay. A wheel. Sure.
A hammer. Mm-hmm. You want to get into the book thing? Want me to read this?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the book thing.
Mr. Twilliger, random Facebook person, writes, this question is foremost, like I mentioned earlier, right? I was in two different candidate forums. One was in person, run by the League of Women Voters. That was last night on Monday night. The first one was on Sunday night, run by the Asian American Civic Engagement Association. And that was on Zoom. So this man writes in, writes on Facebook, the question is foremost in my mind for the school committee candidates this year was not asked or answered in either forum as far as I could tell. What is your position on book banning or removing material from the school library classrooms? Now, he has asked this in at least one other thread on Facebook on this local Acton school group, right? And I ignored him the first time because I was like, and he used more what I would say charged language even the first time. So then I responded. You want my response? I was going to read it before the show. You said bring it on the show. Here we go. All right. Prepare yourself. To Williger, I've seen you ask this question. Be honest. Your use of, quote, book banning language does not indicate to me that you are interested in having an open-minded conversation about it. I absolutely do not have an interest in debating anyone on the validity of book banning. That is the stuff of dictatorships and despots. However,
I think it's the right word, right?
Basically, I didn't want to say Nazi and Hitler, but you know, these dictatorships that would, I mean, book burning. Okay. And then, another person had posted and he had said it's nuanced, blah, blah, blah. And I said, Jim pretty succinctly summarized our conversations on this page from a few months ago. Cause we had the whole lengthy conversation about this, a bunch of people. A lot of posts. I believe our students deserve exposure to a safe and open exchange of ideas. This is one of the founding tenets of U.S. public education. But I also believe that our students need a protection and guidance about what is acceptable and beneficial at an age-appropriate level that is not a one-size-fits-all answer. The reality of the situation in our school libraries have finite shelf space. So, yes, I am concerned about some of the books. Do we need graphics and illustrations of sexual acts for people to feel included? Is it necessary to include books that detail how to use dating apps when these apps aren't available to minors this age? Please reference, and I reference an article on The Atlantic where it references how easy it is for teens to get onto dating apps and how risky it is for them to make themselves available to basically people that – abusers. All right, let's put two – not that.
Sure.
And I said, these are the lines I would draw. Consider also the public library is less than a mile up the road and there are many free digital resources available. I think we are reducing the effectiveness and the impact of otherwise well-intentioned initiatives by creating noise and tension that detract from the goal. Lastly, and I'm speaking as a parent with teens that use this library, how can this be the most important question people have? There's a reason this was not asked at the forums. The scrutiny is secondary to more important and impactful objectives that makes me question the purpose of the question.
Did Terwilliger have a specific book in mind?
There are – okay. To which – my last thing I'll say. The last thing – and he replies, such a coward statement, which I do not – I really don't think hostility is necessary here. I'm just a voter looking to cast an informed ballot. So now he's the victim, right? Now he's painted himself into the victim because he put on public forum that he asked a question multiple times, demanding an answer basically. And then he got an answer that he didn't like or that called him out a little bit. And now he's the victim. So,
and I'm not voting for you.
I originally saw his post and I told another candidate that I'm, you know, some of us candidates do talk to each other. And I was like, I'm not going to respond to him. He wants to drag this out. He could scroll back a few months and, So, and yes, I created a meme that I was going to respond with. And then I was like, So my level of snark or sort of attitude back at him was way less than I want to give to him.
Sure.
And I want to punch him in the, never mind. Okay. So, there are this whole conversation. Mm-hmm. There are
What's
10
the list.
Okay. AALA or
banned
something.
Books in America, 100 books from Goodreads. All right, there's a
10
whole bunch,
books
right?
that screwed up the world. No,
the books they don't want you to read. Well, I mean, that's is that true?
There's these 10 books right now that were pushed by the American Library Association, maybe just the ALA. And then even put together a slide deck on like how to defend these books and how to get these books in the library. And they are, here it is. Banned and challenged books, the 10 most challenged books, right? Or maybe it's not the 10 most challenged. I don't know. This is it. So there's two books. Well, one of them is This Book Is Gay. And I think,
Wait, that's what it's called?
That's what it's called. This Book Is Gay. And there's another book, and I don't know the title. I haven't read either book, right? What? Are you going to say that I should read the books?
I'm just laughing at the title.
Oh, well, yeah. It does. And that's – and I, like, again, One of them is
a PDF version.
One of them is a graphic novel, right? And it literally shows gay sexual acts between two men, right? Graphically, right? Like cartoons, but still graphic. And so this is a graphic novel. Now we have.
Stop bumping your desk.
Oh yeah, right. I'm moving my hands around. Sorry, I do this when I go. It's not anime. What is the? There's that Japanese like kind of art or comics that are
anime.
Japanese adult comic. And now it's called something, and we don't have these. I got a warning.
You got a point.
Google says you might see nudity, sexual content, and other explicit results in this. Hentai, right? I think that's the term for it. Like, or manga. Manga is the word I was looking for. Like, we don't put that in our libraries, right? And yet, now, the difference there is that's all fictionalized, right? And this is supposed to be sort of a and I hate to even use it, but it's like an instruction manual or like a way to normalize these acts and these behaviors. I don't know. For me, it's too far, right? I don't think we should have this. And the other book, and there's another book in there, and there's a whole chapter on how to navigate using Grindr, which is a gay dating app, right? So for me, those two may even be the same book. I don't know. So I just don't understand what we're trying to do with these books. Like, why does it have to be so? Can't come up with the word for it. Tanging my desk again too.
Cram down your throat?
No, it's so overt. It's so in your face. It's just so much there, right?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Cram down my face. I don't know.
But mine's funnier.
So dramatic. So graphic. I don't know.
Well, so books. Okay, let's discuss.
And I struggle again with this because I'm not part of the LGBTQ, whatever,
could like be.
The community, right? And
you
could be. Could be. What do you mean?
I'm saying you may.
Should I join?
Eventually, find out that you tangentially are.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but like, even still, I will not have had the lived experience of somebody feeling that they're in the wrong body or having a same-sex attraction, or you know what I mean? So, like,
but this, I don't know. Okay, let's put this in perspective.
Other way, I have plenty of representation, right? That's where I'm going with this, right? Like, I don't know what it's – and I'll never know what it's like to not be a represented demographic.
Okay. Yeah. Let's flip the view a little bit and say, all right, so as far as the sexy books go, they have these classes. And, in fact, you took a – specific stand in some of those classes as well. They have sex education classes that are, I don't even know what grade they do them in now. It's like 6th? 7th?
Fifth and sixth. I think they start in 6th grade and then, yeah.
And they cover a variety of topics.
Yeah.
Now, they do cover various orientations.
Yeah.
So, if they're starting that in 6th grade, what's the that's the interesting piece. Is it okay that they're teaching that? Is it okay how they're teaching it? I didn't review the curriculum.
So, this is funny because it's running for school committee. I have these conversations with people, and you come up with all these terms and stuff. And basically, in this case, the thing that people say is there is the biology of sex ed, right?
Right.
And nobody should have a problem with that. There is male and there's a female. And when they get together, you create a baby, right? And male is sperm and eggs and and that's the biology of it. And then there's the psychology of it. And that's the whole other studies of gender and sexuality, like homosexuality, you know, transgender and all of that other, that's all sort of the psychology of sex. And
Okay.
Yeah. And so,
We're explaining the biology, you know, frankly, I think a lot of times we're explaining it early to try to be like, hey, don't do this.
Yeah, right.
Because otherwise you're going to end up with a baby.
Yes.
let's explain all the ways that you should not do this or prevent it.
Yeah.
So that if you should happen, and then we just kind of neglect all the other areas because no babies are going to come out.
But I think that's also sort of the problem is like, it depends on the way that psychology is presented it can sort of, well, it can glorify it, or it can make it better, or make it grander, or more important, or more desirable, or less important, or it changes the whole, the psychology of it, really, the way it's perceived. And that's where I think we start to have problems, right? And I think we're still dealing with minors. We're still dealing with, sixth grade. Their kids are 11 and 12 years old. So, I don't know. And I don't have answers for this. This is a tricky one for me. I do think, like, this personally, I think the school should err on the side of caution instead of, like, so the obvious answer, right? So I think that, right? And I think that because I feel like I'm in a stable household. My kids are in a stable household. If something were to happen, if they wanted to have a conversation, they could come to us, right? There are households or our environments where kids aren't in that situation. And that's the argument that people are using to say this stuff belongs in school, easily accessible to kids so that they can consume it if they need to and they can't get the support at home to have it, right? And I get that too. I get that argument too. But I don't, do I think some of it maybe is inappropriate, period? Like, do our schools need to provide this resource? I think our schools can provide some of that resource without having graphic novels. And again,
well, I don't know. Maybe the graphic novels are necessary. I think it's an interesting discussion for sure.
Yeah. It's just was so fast, right? And it was, it feels like
you always want to pick an age.
Yeah.
You always want to pick an age for this stuff, right? Because if you put it in the school library, well, does it go in the high school library? Yeah. And I think, certainly, let me put it this way. I think more people, percentage-wise, would say yes to should it be in the high school library versus the middle school library. I think there was a smaller percentage of people would say yes to the middle school than they would to the high school. And an even smaller percentage would say yes to the elementary school library. Like, should we have books about overt sexual acts in various ways in the
right.
in the elementary school library? Like, I think a higher percentage of people would say no. So there's clearly based on my logic, there's clearly a a sliding scale to the answer to that question. Should it be in the general public library? And that's where we're getting, yeah, sure, because it's public library.
Yeah.
You can go there, borrow what you want. Parents supervise your choices. That's their problem. The school becomes an interesting battleground of sorts where, schools are going to make lots of policies where, forget the books, they don't allow kids to do certain things. They can't wear hats, like things that just these ridiculous policies that are made for, reasons that are well-intentioned. We need them to pay more attention. When they wear their hats, they put their eyes down, and we can't tell, they're there to learn, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, okay, well, does that help them? Or do we make this policy because we were just annoyed by what some of the hats said on them? Or it's a big challenge. It's a big challenge for sure. So good luck.
Yeah.
Because you're going to spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and thousands of hours talking about all these things and then never actually changing them.
You know, and this is the thing that I sort of get, I'm fatigued with, is that I've mentioned on the show, I think before, there's a huge budget. We're cutting 17 employees. There's a budget shortfall. We're cutting 17 employee positions in the school. We have rising incidents of hate speech that's happening with swastikas appearing in bathrooms and stuff. We have drug problems with kids, right? Like, and we have school shooting stuff. Like, we haven't had that in our district, and I will knock the desk here, but thank God that we haven't had those things. But to me, it's like, and this seems to be the most important thing for some people. And that to me is like, why is gender ideology the most important thing to you? And I clicked on the guy's picture and he's got like a 5 and a 3-year-old. And you're like, well, and I don't know, right? That he could have sister, brother, younger siblings, older siblings, parent, who knows, right? I have no idea just from one little picture of him and his wife and his two kids, right? But it's like, what a weird, to me, I'm just like, why is that the most important thing to you? I don't know.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's interesting.
Yeah.
This is from the loops. I brought it full circle. Show.
Nice.
You brought it full circle.
Didn't mean to.
It's weird when people don't understand the things that we find interesting or weird or whatever. Yeah. Like, how is that what you focus on?
I'm always gonna find it weird when like adults are all like, "We got to figure out our kids' sexuality." Like, what? Yeah.
Well, I always find gender reveal parties super weird.
Oh, they are weird. That is.
For similar, especially maybe not the same reasons.
Let's blow something up to find out what kind of kid we're going to have. Wait, what?
Well, I mean, I find it weird for the sake of like, I mean, you might as well just have a giant penis cake, right? Like, what are we talking about? It's a boy just means it has a penis. We had this, I think that's, and then they're celebrating. But are they celebrating all the future choices? That's so weird because I want to dig into it. I want to talk to the people about that. When they're celebrating, like, yes, it's a boy, and they're super psyched. And I'm going to be like, so what are you imagining right now? Like, what's going through your mind? Is it baseball? You know, is it – I don't know. That's the biggest one that pops into my head. Are you just imagining baseball?
Well, that's what you think. You think boy baseball. That's your definition.
That's what I think.
That's your definition of a boy.
That are fist pumping about the blue smoke. Yeah. That's what I think that they're thinking about. That's why I want to know more.
I think they're out there murdering skunks with guns. Putting food on the table, baby.
I mean, would they not? So if it was a girl, would they not teach her to play baseball? Like if the dad really loved baseball and he was so psyched because he had a son that could play baseball, but he had a daughter and he just starts crying. Ah, it's a girl. Ugh, ruined my life.
You know? I think things are changing, but I think one day that might have been a true like a thing. I don't think that's necessarily true anymore. But
yeah, I just wonder how much of those the stereotypes you have in your head manifest on your kids because you're doing them. Like, oh, it's a girl. She's going to be all into flowers and Barbie and stuff. And then,
oh, you're going to tell
me. It's your birthday. Here's some Barbies.
You know? Is gender a social construct? Is that where we're going with this?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah. There's some nature and nurture for sure. I think everything is nature and nurture in it, but yeah.
Yeah. What's the balance? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of nurture going on around here from what I can see. We don't have your Barbie girl going on in our house.
Oh. Never had dolls in your house?
No.
Just action figures.
No. What did she play with? I don't know. Definitely not dolls.
Those rubber band bracelets. What were they called?
Yes. Well, she's big into, but they both did that.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Loom.
Oh, yeah. That's it, Rainbow Loom.
Yeah. Big into Rainbow Loom. But she's big into any arts and crafts, which is, you know, a little bit of a stereotypical girl thing to do, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Focus and attention to detail. I'll take that stereotype. It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Stick-to-itiveness.
And cue the music.
Thank you for listening to our show. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at dads@dadsbeingdads.com. We're on Facebook too, /dadsbeingdadspodcast. All four words, all jammed together. Or search Dads Being Dads Podcast. You can find us. Throw us a like and some comments. And of course, iTunes. Send us a review and some sweet, sweet stars. Twitter too, but we'll have to get back on that. But you can find us.